poor old Charlie Brown, staring into his mailbox on Valentine's Day, hoping to find a Valentine. He never does. And when he yells hello into the mailbox, the only answer he gets back is his own echo. Hello, hello. Happy Valentine's Day. Man, that's an oxymoron for Charlie. And for lots of real life folks. Like our friend Holly, for example. When she went through her first Valentine's Day a while back without Jack, it all happened so fast. He got the headaches, and then there was the emergency flight to better medical facilities, the hospital vigil, and the final goodbyes. And that first morning of waking up and realizing your status had suddenly changed to widow. Three times in my life, I came painfully close to losing my lifetime love. Thank God he gave her back to me each of those times. And then there was the day that was her day to go to heaven. The undeniable reality is that in every close relationship, someday one will be gone and the other one left. So you cherish each day. No doubt Valentine's Day is special and romantic for lots of people. Just ask a local florist. And at that point, even Mr. Nomance at least coughs up some coins for a card or some candy. Maybe even a candlelight dinner at McDonald's, huh? But for too many, a holiday about love is a taunting reminder that there's no one there to send you a Valentine. Maybe because they're gone, maybe because they left, or maybe because there just isn't anyone at this point. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about Charlie Brown Valentines. Love is wonderful. There's a problem with it. It's losable. Desertion, divorce, dying. One way or another, every love sooner or later leaves. Well, not every. In those moments, after the love of my life was gone, I had an anchor from someone who had promised me, I will never leave you or forsake you. Someone who has never broken that promise. Someone who backed it up with his life. Jesus made that promise, not just to me, but to everyone who belongs to him. We watched a video of that memorial service for our friend Jack, and while it was evident he'll be greatly missed, hope was all over the place, all over the people he loved, because as they testified, they were being carried by that greater love. I know that feeling. You can find love and romance and companionship in lots of places, but there's only one place you can find a love you cannot lose. The love you were made for, and that is in the arms of Jesus Christ, of whom the Bible says in our word for today from the Word of God in Romans 8:39, nothing can ever separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I know he'll never leave me, because if he was ever going to, it would have been when his love for me meant being nailed to a cross. But he went the distance, because there was no other way I could ever know God, no way I could ever escape the hellish penalty for hijacking my life from God, and no other way I could be with him in his heaven forever. In the greatest act of love in human history, the Bible says he carried our sins in his own body on the tree. He didn't deserve that cross. I didn't deserve to have God's son dying in my place. But he did. And then 3 days later, he walked out of his grave. And when I invited him, he walked into my life and will never walk out. This could be the love you've spent your whole life looking for. This could be the day you experience that love for yourself. Open up to him and say, Jesus, I'm yours. I want to invite you to join me at our website as soon as you can get to it today and find out how you can be sure you belong to Jesus yourself. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. There is an unlosable love, but only one. A love that will never desert you, never divorce you, never die on you. And his name is Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.